Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented in part by Sun Enterprises, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer.
Actually, you're listening to Austin Parr with Discount Fishing Tackle, filling in for Terry Wickstrom. Now, pay attention closely. At the end of this segment, we're going to have a great giveaway for everyone. I'll let everyone know what that is here at the end of the segment. But first, we're going to go to the phones and talk with Rob Carter, who is the marina manager at Navajo State Park. How are you doing today, Rob?
Hello, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yes, sir, sure.
Okay,
can.
Okay, excellent. Well, Rob, once again, is the marina manager at Navajo State Park, and Navajo's a fantastic place to be in this fall, and I'm sure right now down there it's a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is. It's a little brisk this morning, but it's going to be up in probably the mid-70s today. It doesn't look like any wind. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Sounds fantastic. So it's quite a ways away from Denver, but for folks who don't know, why don't you kind of give a little rundown on a few of the things that Navajo State Park has to offer?
Well, we have this time of year, we have camping. We have full hookup campsites, and we have primitive campsites and everything in between. There's a total of 218 campsites at the park here. We also have cabins available. The cabins are very nice. They'll have a full kitchen, queen-size bed, two bunk beds, and then a fold-out, so they actually can sleep up to six people. We do have our boat ramp, which is open for our fishing here at the lake, and fishing this fall is very good. It's a great time of year because there's not many people out here. Park is also open for waterfowl hunting and big game hunting as well, too. Those seasons are both just right around the corner.
Absolutely. So as far as the big game hunting down there, you know, there's fantastic opportunities in Southwest Colorado, but you mentioned there's still a few cabins that are available potentially for some hunters that may come down here even for first rifle season, correct?
Absolutely. And as I say, they make a great place to stage out of. The cabins for the winter rates are at $90, and they can be reserved several different ways. A person can call the toll-free number, which is 800-244-5613, or they can go to reserveamerica.com and reserve them, or even off the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website and click on Navajo State Park and reserve the cabins there.
A great way to go about it right there. That's something that's fairly new to Parks and Wildlife, and being able to reserve some of these campsites is so much easier than calling in and waiting on hold or going down there and wondering about if there are some open. But even if there are a lot that are closed, you did mention how there are a few campgrounds that are first come, first served down there even, correct?
Absolutely. We do still have some walk-in sites. So if a person did not make a reservation again this time of year, it's pretty easy to get a campsite.
Excellent. So as far as someone maybe bringing an RV down there for hunting season, do you have electricity on some of those campsites down there?
Yes, sir, we do. Our Rosa campsite is full service, so it has both electricity, water, and sewer hookups. And Caracas campsites have both electricity hookups as well, too, and water.
Excellent. So shifting away from the hunting a little bit, Navajo really is known for its fantastic fishing opportunities, and it is a little bit unique in comparison to some of the other mountain lakes in the state. Why don't you give us a little rundown of some of the fish species that you have down there?
Oh, boy, we've got so many fish here. We've got, first of all, northern pike and very large northern pike. We have smallmouth bass, largemouth bass, rainbow trout, brown trout. We've got crappie, we have bluegill, catfish, kokanee salmon. Right now, this time of year, I think people are really focusing on the pike and the smallmouth bass.
Absolutely. I mean, even as we speak right now, you guys have a Denver Bassmasters tournament going on down there. That shows the quality of that fishery, that all those guys from Denver are willing to drive all the way down to Southwest Colorado to be able to target some of those warm water fish species.
Yes, sir, it is. And it's a great lake that you can get away from people, too. It's, you know, 32 miles long, has a lot of nooks and crannies and canyons that people can get back into. This time of year, there's very few people around. And even in the summertime, middle of 4th of July weekend, you can usually get away from any of the crowds.
A fantastic opportunity, and any more in this state, although we have great fishing opportunities close to home, driving a bit further definitely is the best way to get away from people. But if somebody wants to bring a boat down there, you know, everyone's always talking about the ANS and boat ramps closing early, but it sounds like you guys are going to keep your boat ramp open a lot longer this season.
Yes, sir, we do. We keep the boat ramp and the ANS inspection station open through November. We will close the boat ramp December 1st. However, if someone were to call us, give us 24 hours advance notice so that we can perform the ANS inspection, they can access the lake year-round.
So coming all the way down there, that lake, you're not getting a lot of ice down there, are you, during the wintertime?
We really don't. Some of the shallow bays may get just a little thin skim, but the 5 years that I've been here, I've not seen the boat ramp where it's really not accessible throughout the winter.
So if you get a nice day or a nice set of days, you know, there you have a whole other opportunity to come down somewhere and boat in the middle of the wintertime other than just Pueblo State Park. So that's a great
opportunity.
Yeah, and then with the water being all the way open down there, you might get a few migrations coming in for some ducks and geese. So that's maybe another opportunity for folks to take advantage of as well.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of waterfowl that comes through here.
Absolutely. So before we end here, I just do want to – I've been hearing that the Kokanee, a lot of guys are catching some fish down there. Has the population been pretty strong as of late?
It has been. I've heard quite a few. Most of the Kokanee fishing is a little further towards the south end, down at this end, but the reports I've had is that it has been good and it should be picking up here too.
Absolutely. Well, Rob, we certainly appreciate you coming on. If anyone wants to learn any more information about Navajo, where can they go?
They can go to CPW's website and click on Navajo State Park, or they're definitely welcome to give us a call here. Our phone number at the visitor center is 970-883-2208.
Rob, thank you so much for coming on. Hopefully some folks will come down and pay you a visit this fall.
You betcha. Thanks for having us. You have a great weekend.
You as well. Okay, so that was Rob Carter with CPW.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.